In 1901, William Hannibal Thomas denounced African Americans as inferior to whites. Further, he blamed blacks, not whites, for the Negro problem, as he termed it, in the United States. So what's new, you ask? Well, for one thing, Thomas was an African American, and his comments set off a wave of controversy. Here to comment on William Hannibal Thomas's place in history is John David Smith, author of Black Judas, William Hannibal Thomas, and the American Negro.
In 1901, William Hannibal Thomas, his dates are 1843 to 1935, catapulted from relative obscurity to the center of the nation's discourse on race with the publication of his book, The American Negro. In the crudest terms, Thomas denounced African Americans as physiologically, intellectually, morally, and culturally inferior to whites. Blacks, not whites, were the cause of the contemporary Negro problem, Thomas said. That was standard fare for white supremacists during the age of Jim Crow. Thomas, however, was an African American. A mulatto, Thomas deemed mulattoes superior to blacks, whom he considered hopelessly depraved. He argued, however, that light skin alone did not necessarily free a person of African descent from what he considered offensive Negroid traits. Thomas insisted that character held the key to what he cryptically termed the full stature of manhood and womanhood. To mature as a race, Thomas insisted, African Americans would have to model themselves on exemplary white and mulatto figures, men like William Hannibal Thomas. Thomas's book, The American Negro, became a national sensation at the turn of the century. With that book, Thomas stoked the fires of white racism with a force that scores of white bigots could not have hoped to achieve. Because of his African American origins, contemporary whites considered Thomas an unbiased expert on black inferiority. Small wonder that a broad range of angry blacks judged him a deviant and rallied forcefully to condemn, then to suppress, what they considered his apostasy. They branded him Black Judas. I've spent the last 15 years researching and writing a biography of Thomas, but why should we care about a black negrophobe like Thomas, a man whose opinions on race we find so offensive? First, despite his racial views, Thomas was a man both part of and apart from African-American intellectual life at the turn of the last century. He was one of many African-Americans who wrestled with questions of racial identity. Second, Americans black and white at the fin de siècle debated Thomas's book, The American Negro. Third, Thomas led an interesting life, both complex and contradictory. His personal history and his status as an African-American within the racially polarized world of the 1890s led Thomas to write his magnum opus, the book that made him infamous. Despite, then, Thomas's repulsive ideas, his story needs to be told. By ignoring those historical figures and subjects with whom and which we disagree, we only tell one side of the story and block historical understanding. By emphasizing only black resistance to white oppression, and by transforming all black historical subjects into heroes, we trivialize the complexity of history. Studying Thomas's twisted and tortured life has forced me to reflect on the power of race and the role of personal responsibility in analyzing behavior. Although we find his voice discordant and his ideas disturbing, Thomas nevertheless contributed to the dialogue of race relations during the violent and fearful age of segregation. His black critics were frightened enough by Thomas to take him seriously. So then should we.
You've been listening to John David Smith, professor of history at North Carolina State University and author of Black Judas, William Hannibal Thomas, and the American Negro. This is Talking History.